Hello, this is Kathleen Jones and Writing My Writing Down, where we get writing done by writing down what we're writing, reading, and watching every day. Wow, foster care has changed my life. I used to record these podcasts in my friend's beautiful studio. I would make a whole morning of it, drive out to New Jersey, record, and then, run some fun errands in New Jersey, mostly go to a big Target. That was my treat to myself, is going to a suburban-sized Target instead of a tiny city Target. But now I'm recording this outside the homework lab that my kids attend after school. I got to pick them up in 12 minutes, so this episode will be less than 12 minutes. And today's theme, I just want to share with you this affirmation. I don't know. I feel weird saying that because affirmations can sometimes feel like magic spells, but just an encouraging word I say to myself now that my life is, three times harder and more complicated and more complex and also three times more beautiful than it was a month ago. So what I've been saying to myself is, I'm in the mood to do hard things today. I'm in the mood to do hard things. I don't know when that just popped into my head, but I found myself so whiny. This last week was hard. And it's not the kids. The kids are such a delight, but just sort of the package of foster care and finding this homework lab that was ACS approved and vouchers and appointments. And it's all one big annoying burden that definitely sucks up all my writing time. And I just was complaining so much, like, ugh, this is so hard. This is so hard. I'm so tired. This is so difficult. Why is everything so complicated? And I just was listening to my own complaints all day, and it was really ruining my stuff. And the kids could tell too that I wasn't giving my best. And then, okay. So I just, have started saying to myself just these past couple days, I'm in the mood to do hard things. So when I hear myself complaining about something foster care related, I knew that the system was broken, that it's difficult to navigate. I just, when I hear myself say, ugh, this is so hard, which is my number one way to complain, I just say back to myself, you know what? I'm in the mood to do hard things. I can meet hard things. I am built for hard things. And I just say that. It's what got me to do a workout this morning when I really just wanted to go back to bed. That phrase is what helped me show up for Writer's Cafe, which is a Zoom meetup I do with some Twitter writer friends, where we do write sprints for 80 minutes in the morning. And it just, I gotta push myself to meet this moment, because I'm realizing the task is too great and I can't meet it. And I can't just sort of force myself into meeting the moment. I gotta beg for grace, and I gotta sort of get bigger. I don't know how to put it really, but I need grace to get bigger. And that phrase somehow is helping me meet the hard things. I'm in the mood to do hard things. I'm in the mood to do something risky. Risky, like write tired or work out when you think you're gonna not make it through the day, or, just stay up for them. I'm in the mood to do hard things, which sometimes just means being with them and putting my phone away. And That's not to say that I'm thriving. I'm not still. I'm still kind of really floundering, and I'm not meeting the moment most of the time. You know, this morning I showed up to Writer's Cafe to do my Zoom sprints, and I didn't write, but I made myself stay the entire time. And instead of scrolling on my phone, I did a meditation app. And I thought, well, if this sort of calms me down enough, sort of soothes my nervous system enough, then maybe I'll write. But I'm not going to put that pressure on myself. But I did the hard thing, which was showing up. So I showed up today, didn't write. Maybe I'll write tomorrow. But forcing myself to get in the habit of doing hard things at a hard time is the only way I'm going to receive the grace to get bigger. And the task right now is too big for me, just taking care of these three kids and meeting my own needs and being creative. It's too much. It's too much. And yet, you know, I wouldn't change a thing. And I want to be the kind of person who grows through hard things. That's who I want to be. So reminding myself of that is empowering, and it makes me like myself. And when I hear myself just constantly complaining all day or whining about this beautiful life that I chose, I don't like myself as much. So just, I'm in the mood to do hard things, and then doing something hard and accomplishing something and knowing that I'm becoming the kind of person who shows up for hard things is helping me like myself and helping me like the example that I'm setting for the kids in my home. I'm not perfect at it, and I make a lot of mistakes, but the good news is there's no end to it. It's hard to recover from mistakes. I'm in the mood to do hard things. It's hard to admit you made a mistake. I'm in the mood to do hard things like apologize. I'm in the mood to do hard things like make a healthy dinner or open my laptop and work while the kids are just quietly watching a movie. So I want to share that with you. And now it's time for pickup. So this podcast is over. Ooh, I would love it. Honestly, I would love it if you would share something hard with me that you are persevering through that's too big for you, because I really need the encouragement. So you can find me on Instagram at Hello Kathleen J and at Writing My Writing Down. Podcast transcripts, when I eventually get around to uploading them, I'm very behind, are at HelloKathleenJones.com. If you didn't listen to Maureen Monterrubio's episode, I really encourage you to go back and listen to it. Episode 20, it's so good. I just re-listened to it on my drive over here because I just find her very inspiring as a person. What I'm writing, reading, and watching. I mean, you know, I'm writing a couple sentences. That's what I can manage. If I write a couple sentences today, that's my hard thing met. I'm reading. One of my foster kids and I, she's reading chapter books now. And every time she finishes a chapter book, I buy her a Starbucks drink. That's her reward. So I'm going to do that with myself too, because I haven't read an adult thing in a month. So adult meaning like the words are small and there's no pictures. So I don't know what I'm going to pick, but our next Starbucks date is Friday and it's Monday. So I better get started. And what I'm watching, I watched Moana with the kids about 4 times this week. That movie is so good, and it doesn't get old. And it's probably my favorite kids movie right now. I like finding one and then watching it and analyzing it, you know, at 6 a.m. when I'm up with the baby. Okay, God bless you. Please keep me in your prayers so that I meet the moment. And please let me know what hard thing has been too big for you, and give me some tips, and I will read out your tips on the next episode, because I'll probably be too tired to write an episode. So yeah, okay. Thank you for joining me. God bless you. This is Kathleen Jones at Writing My Writing Down. If you want to get your writing done, write it down. All right, Alexa Marino, bring us out.
Get out of bed, I've gotta tell these stories in my head. All these words are works of art. It's always hardest right before you start.